Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech Tishkal, and Peri Gimel, Mishnah Bay, is Beshalish Kupais, with three boxes, Shal Shalish, Shalish Sin, each one measures up to three sa. You can put three sa inside. Tarmin Esalishka, that's what they would use to fill up, and they would come in and take out the coins. Remember, the Lishka is a special room where all the coins were deposited. Vakasa ben Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And they were marked Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Why did they mark them? Because we wanted to use the coins in the order in which they were taken out. Now, it doesn't mean that it's possible if you don't do it that way, but the mitzvah was to go in order. Rabbi Shmuel says Yevonis Kasev Ben. It was actually written in Yevonis, which is Greek. Not Aleph, Beis, Gimel, but Alpha, Beta, Gamla. And this would be based on the pasuk Yaft Elekim Liyafes, V'yishkain Behal Hashem. The beauty of Yafes, the beauty of the Greek language, would dwell in the tent of Shem. And the Lashon Yevonis, that was the nicest of the Greek languages. Vayter zok the Mishnah, Ein HaTorim Nichnas, the one who's taking out the money. Torim means like to separate, like Truma, you separate. Lift. So it means he's scooping up the money. Ein HaTorim Nichnas Loi Befargoid Chafes. He can't come in with a Fargoid Chafes. What is a Fargoid Chafes? Well, sometimes you have a long robe like, and you fold it at the bottom, kind of a hem. Well, that hem is called a Fargoid Chafes. And the one who's coming in to take the coins, he can't have such a hem, because we don't want anyone to be choshed that he's sneaking some coins into the hem over there. For that matter, v'loy b'minol, he can't come in with a shoe. V'loy b'sandal, a different type of a shoe, which is taka like a sandal. V'loy b'tfilin, v'loy b'kamei. Kamei is like a piece of leather that has inside a parchment, some koyach of refuah, sometimes shemais. There were tzaddikim that used to give kameyas. People used to wear it for refuah. There's a whole sugi masech to Shabbos, whether you can wear it on Shabbos or not. Okay, so why can't these people wear these things? Why no hem? Why no shoes? Why no sandal? Why no tefillin? Why no kameyas? Zok the Mishnah, even if this person is totally honest, and he would never, ever take anything for himself, but we're concerned for the following. Shema ye'ani, what if he becomes poor? People are going to say, he was in charge of taking things out, and he became poor. People are going to say, he must have become poor because he stole money. Hashem Yashim, maybe he's going to become rich. And some people are going to say, how does he become so rich suddenly? Where does he get that new horse, that new carriage? How was he able to do over his basement? He works in that job to take the coins. Mitrumas Halishka Hashir. He became rich from when he comes into that special room. Looks like some of the coins made it into his pocket. Ah, you may say, listen, the person is honest. What do I care what the person says? Hashem judges me, not people. Zok the Mishnah, no. Lefi sha'adam tzarech lotzes yidei abrias. A person is required to do things to the best of his ability that is going to look honest in the eyes of people. Just like we obviously have to do our best to be honest, we know Hashem is looking, but it's not enough to say, well, Hashem knows I'm not stealing. We're not allowed to put ourselves in a situation where it looks like to others we're stealing. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, it's not enough to be clean. Nekiyah means clean, me Hashem. It also has to be me Yisrael. You can't do anything that looks suspicious, even though in reality you aren't taking anything that's not yours. V'yomer, we have another pasuk. Imatz achein v'seichel ta'iv, and find favor and good understanding. V'eini elikim v'adam. Not only v'eini elikim, but also v'adam in the eyes of man. Do you remember where the pasuk is of v'yisem nekiyah me Hashem and me Yisrael? It is where Moshe Rabbeinu talks to the Bnei Gad u'Bnei Ruvein. Don't make it look like you don't care about the rest of Klal Yisrael. But maybe I would have thought, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's advice, but it's not mamash an order, it's not mamash a halacha. Isaiah zok t'taisis yamtiv. The second pasuk of Yimatzachem v'seichel toiv v'ein yelikim v'adam is where the Navi issues like a ruling. This is how we have to act. even if you know you're honest. You're not supposed to do anything that makes you look suspicious. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that with three baskets of three seah each, they would take out the truma during the times that they would do it from the lishka, the special chamber, and on it was written Aleph Beis Gimel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it was written in Yevanis, Alpha, Beta, and Gamla. He said the one who comes in to take out the money has to be very careful. People shouldn't be choshed him. He can't be wearing a hemmed garment that's folded over at the bottom, a shoe or a sandal. Can't wear tefillin or a kameya because maybe someone's going to say, yeah, he opened up the stitches when no one was looking and he put in some coins. Even if he knows 100% he's honest, but what if he becomes poor afterwards and people will say, he's being punished. Or maybe he'll become rich and people will say, he took the coins. And a person has to be yaitzi yidei briyais kederech shetzarech lotzes yidei hamakayim, as we see from what Moshe Rabbeinu told the B'nai Reuven and the B'nai Gad, v'yisim nekiyim Hashem Yisrael, and also from what the Navi says, u'matzachem v'seichel tayv, v'ein elekim v'adam.